Hi. So just had a super interesting discussion with Rory and Corbin that I'm putting up. I just wanted to give a few words for those who aren't necessarily up to speed or are new to the topic of the clinical assessment of venous congestion using POCUS. I have to say this is a relatively new area, and this stems much from the work of Dr. André Deneau. If you look back on this blog, there's a few discussions about this that date back to in the last year and a half. Also, some interesting discussions with John-Emile Kenny can be found. But essentially, the question is this. Can we assess the venous system to tell us when we have a pathological level of venous congestion or when we should be either stopping fluid or initiating the removal of excess fluid? And how can we gauge this? How can we measure this? Traditionally, the only thing that really had been used had been things like the wedge pressure and the CVP, which essentially have been shown to, because of the number of variables that play in on them, to not be necessarily that reliable. And I think what's even becoming more interesting in some of the data that's coming out is that, not surprisingly, different patients may have different thresholds of venous pressure at which their organs start to suffer. So for those who didn't attend the HNR 2018 conference, where we focused a fair bit on venous congestion, the assessments that are readily available to us are the following. We can look with POCUS at the IVC itself. We can measure it. We can measure its variation. We can look at the hepatic vein Doppler flow, which has a characteristic pattern, which will begin to show abnormalities as right ventricular failure progresses. And in a sense, venous hypertension, unless there's some obstructive component, stems from right ventricular failure. Whether that right ventricular failure is inherently right-sided, is got to do with pulmonary embolism, has got to do with pulmonary hypertension, or left-sided failure, doesn't really matter. From the standpoint of the congested organs, it doesn't really matter the root cause of that congestion, although that obviously will change the therapy in terms of if there is a reversible root cause or not. But nonetheless, it all stems from that. So, like I said, we've got IVC, we've got hepatic vein. What's come forth is portal vein pulsatility in the last little while, and again, thanks to Dr. Deneau's work on this. And it is becoming more and more clear that if you have portal vein pulsatility, there is an association with pathological states that have from renal to even cerebral dysfunction to weaning troubles. That basically, that is a marker of more severe congestion. There's also renal Doppler now, and we're looking both at the arterial and the venous side there, and the flow patterns can change depending on severity, and there's a clear association between these abnormal arterial and venous patterns and with the in conjunction with the CVP that give a poor prognosis for renal or a high risk of renal dysfunction. So that's what we discuss, and we are putting some cases together to put together as a case series. So there's a more sort of formal and widespread approach to this, in which we're probably going to suggest a start point for a grading system of venous hypertension. So love to hear if anyone else is doing anything in this realm out there, using any of these venous markers to look at congestion and if they're intervening, and we really want to sort of put these things together, get a lot of cases together in order for everyone to learn. And there's a lot of questions about these things. So anyone involved in doing any of this, please share, please reach out and join us. All right, thanks.